Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, retailers. So today we are continuing our four-part series on planning our best year ever for 2021. And yes, we can do it. Yes, we've had some great feedback from the previous two parts of this series. We are making decisions to move our business forward through 2021. I know it's been a crazy year. I know it's a wacky year. That's what somebody said to me recently. It's a wacky year for planning. But you know what? Designing the business and creating and planning is what we need to do as the CEO of our retail businesses. And if we don't plan, we're just hoping for profits and we're hoping things will work out. So we have to put the CEO hat on, sit down and build our business by design. We don't want it to be by default, right? We want it to be by design. So before we get going on today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that this episode is being sponsored by my course called Retail Made Simple. It's my four-week signature business course for creative shop owners. It is built just to help retailers with the foundational pieces and to help uncomplicate all this business stuff on the back end. We have a marketing module. We have an entire module on how to be the boss, how to be the CEO of your business, which is, you know, a big chunk and usually a very popular module. Again, we have an entire marketing module inside Retail Made Simple. We have a planning session and we have an entire money session week where we talk about the math, but it's the math broken down and uncomplicated for you. So that opens up in January and I am super excited. I encourage you to jump on the wait list if figuring out the business side of running your creative business is something that's on your to-do list for 2021. Don't miss the class starting in January. And we'll have more information on our show notes and here in the comments for you as well on Facebook. So on that note, let's jump in and get going to today's podcast. So one thing I wanted to mention before we get going is I have all these retailers that tell me that they are trying to plan and they kind of freeze. They have goals and dreams and wishes, right, for their business, but they just don't know how to pull that apart and make it a real plan on paper. And that is why I'm pulling this series and we're putting it into four bite-sized pieces for you. So one of my really good clients, she basically just said to me, she's like, well, what do I need to do to get where I want to go? So that's what we're going to talk about today. What do we need to do to get where we want to go? So one of my clients, that's what she had, that was her question for me. And, you know, we kind of joked about it. And she said, she did the first two parts and I will recap those for us as well too. She did the first two parts and then it got to a point where she emailed me all excited. And she said, can I call you? Can I call you? Can I call you? And she had this big light bulb moment. And the reason is because she had done the previous work of knowing where she wanted to go, but this is where she always got stuck. So I'm going to share with you today what I shared with her and my other clients and how we move sort of push through this. And she was so excited because she's got her whole 2021 planned out. And again, it's a wacky, you know, things are going to go crazy, but she has a plan in place. So it's really exciting. And I want to share that with you as well too. So it doesn't have to be complicated, my friends. We're going to figure this out step by step. So in episode number 40, the first part of the series, we talked about looking back and really before we can move forward, we have to look back. And I know things were crazy and weird this year, but it's still important to look at, you know, even if you want to go back a couple of years, but go back and listen to, if you haven't already done the first and second part of this series, go back and listen because we want you to go back so that you can move forward. So she went back and she pulled all the numbers out, and this is what I'm encouraging you to do as well. And then the second part of this series, we talked about the way to design the future, right? To dream big, to get audacious and doing it with real numbers and real math and understanding like what your real needs are. Personally, this is how we design the business that we want to live. This is how my client has just spent this last year, 2020. She's been a client for a year. And she just spent 2020 and she hit all her targets and her goals and she felt so good. And now this year, she's super excited to make a plan to hit them with audacious goals. So she has some things put in there. And we talked about in episode 41, we talked about, you know, the extra things that you might want in your life and the paycheck and the non-negotiable paycheck, my friends, and, you know, the different things so that we can create that business that we dreamed of, right? With the lifestyle to go with it. And this is doing it with real numbers and real math and understanding what we're looking at. So this is going to help us put our plan in place, right? So today I'm going to help you figure out how to get there. So today we're going to talk about what we need to do. And next episode, we'll talk a little bit more about the planning of all of that. But today we're going to talk about what we need to do to get there. And it's three simple steps. It's not that complicated. And it all starts with reverse engineering. We've kind of been doing that already, right? Reverse engineering from where we want to go. Let's go backwards so that we know how to get there. It's like looking at a map and saying, you know, we want to go here, right? We want to go to this destination. So how do we get there? Well, there's a bunch of roads and there's a bunch of options and there's lots of things we can do. So we know what we need. What we need to take with us to get there. So which road do we take? And this is what we're going to talk about today and how we figure that out. So I also wanted to let you know, not remind you, I haven't mentioned it before, but I wanted to let you know that I am going to be doing a free session with you if you'd like to join me inside my group called Rockstar Creatives. It's a free Facebook group where creative shop owners hang out, and I'd love for you to join us. I'll put the link in the file along with the date and the event, an event tab. So you'll be able to mark the date on December 30th. We're going to do it at 10 a.m. Eastern. And what I'm going to do is go live and answer your questions. So if you have questions as you're going through this series, jot them down, keep a note, and join me on December 30th. We're going to pull back the covers and hang out for an hour or so and answer questions and help retailers. It's my mission, I guess, to make sure that everybody feels comfortable going through and making this planning. If you take the time to sit down and do this, I promise you, you know, for every bit of time that you take to plan, you're going to save massive amounts of time on the other end. So you won't be spinning your wheels. So I want to help move you forward so that we're not just spinning, so that we're rolling, not just spinning. Okay. So one of the first steps in making sure that our goals, so where we want to go, aligns with what we want to do, like how we want to get there, is sitting down and brain dumping. And we did a little bit of this in our first session, but we want to brain dump all of the different revenue streams that we have and the ones that we want to do or we want to grow. And by that, I know some of you are thinking, well, I don't know. I have a shop. I don't know. So our revenue streams, when I say that, I mean all the different categories of ways that you're making money in your retail business. And I know this year, there's been a lot of shifts and movements in a lot of your revenue streams. I've seen, you know, all kinds of retailers add products or add services or add an e-commerce site or add subscription boxes or do more custom on all of, you know, there's been lots of different things. I have retailers that have had design services. I've had retailers do virtual workshops. There's been a lot of shifts and movement this year. So I want you to sit down and I want you to, and this is, again, you're going to be referring back to your, to the first part of the homework that we did in the first series about pulling our revenue streams out. And I want you to put them all down on paper. I want you to, you know, think about all the different ways that you're making money, the services that you're doing, the product categories, if that's how you need to do it. I have some retailers who don't have a lot of services, but they have product, you know, different product categories, and just brain dumping all of the different ones. So maybe you're, you know, if paint sales are one of your things and furniture paint or painted furniture or naked furniture, as we call it, you know, I have an antique dealer that I work with, you know, we call it naked furniture that comes in and, you know, unpainted. And then, you know, they also paint furniture. I have lots of retailers who do consignment, and maybe it's big consignment versus smalls or new products versus, you know, or wholesale versus handmade, whatever it is, your different categories that have different cost of goods. So they have different margins. And if they have different a different type of service attached to them. For example, subscription boxes. That's a whole like different ball game of what you have to do to sell those versus what we have to do to sell a pen or a thing of paper. Custom work is completely different than selling the painted furniture already done, right? Cost of goods are different. What you have to do, the work involved, all of the things, all the steps that it takes to get that product to market. That's how we want to break this down. So I want to see as many different, I don't want to see them. I don't have to see your homework. You can show me if you want, but no one's going to see this but you. But you know, basically all the different ways you make money. And a lot of times we have a tendency to say, oh, there's only two or three, but really there's probably more. So maybe you're doing in-person workshops and virtual workshops, and some retailers might just lump those all together. Those are two different things, right? They're two different. I mean, they have two different cost of goods. They're marketed different. They are, you know, just again, actually even just how you market them is completely different. So corporate workshops have been huge for a lot of my retailers this year. Corporate virtual workshops or group workshops would be kind of different than just, having, you know, 12 people or 20 people inside your studio. And again, because we've had a lot of pivots and shifts, just put all of your workshop or all of your different types of revenue streams down. We've seen a surplus of retailers doing subscription boxes. I have retailers that are doing it and loving it, and it's easy for them and they're set up and it's working well. I have other retailers who are doing it, not loving it. It's not their, you know, it's not lighting them up, but they're, you know, they're doing it because it's an ends to a means, as a lot of us have done this year. But I want you to write them all down, good and bad and ugly, whatever you've done and had to do, and whatever you're thinking about doing. So that's something that a lot of people forget to put in this part of our reverse engineering of our planning session and how we're going to get there. So are there things that you wish that you could do? And maybe it's something like adding an e-commerce site, because an e-commerce part to your store to me is a completely separate not a separate business, but it's a completely different revenue stream. Again, think about how we market it. We market that completely different than we market foot traffic, right? So into our store. Same, you know, we start off the same as branding, but really it's a different game when it comes to marketing. So, you know, have your e-commerce site and then have your virtual workshops and your custom painted furniture or your consigned furniture and your smalls, if it's, you know, whatever you need to do to break it down, however complicated your business is. I have bakers and chocolate makers inside my inner circle. So we would, you would break it down in, you know, gifts or large pieces or, you know, smalls, however your categories are, custom pieces versus, you know, what you're selling, you know, in the display cases, you know, all of these things have different ways of marketing them and different cost of goods for the most part. So I want you to look at that. That takes a little bit of time because some people think it's just going to take a second, but really I want you to think about it. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to really look at the cost of goods, the actual cost of goods for each of these revenue streams. Feeling squirmy yet? Are you feeling a little squirmy? Because this is either something retailers can rattle off like right away. They know all of their cost of goods, all of their margins. They have, you know, I have retailers in my inner circle that we have done for you templates inside the inner circle in our workshop series that has, you know, breaks their workshops right down so they know exactly how much they're making. So if you're charging $50 for a workshop, and that you're not making $50, right? You know, supplies and everything. I mean, right down to toilet paper that you kind of need to budget for. Anything you need to buy to serve those people needs to come out of that $50. So, you know, at the end of the day, what is your margin on all of the things? So breaking down and knowing your average cost of goods. Again, inside the Retail Made Simple course, we talk about easy way to figure out our margins and why that's important and how to budget and how to read our profit and loss by categories and understanding that each product and each thing we do, each paintbrush, each napkin you sell, each whatever, each piece of giftware, each piece of clothing that you sell, everything that you might sell in your shop has a cost to it. So it doesn't matter how much our revenue is, right? Like when we figure out all, like as we're planning this, it really matters what the end of the day, the net is, right? So we have to know what our sales, what our cost of goods are. So hopefully you understand that. So I like to like break down, you know, and they're averages. So your subscription box, you probably have, if you have a subscription box, you have an average on that. If you have, you know, clothing, it might be broken down into, you know, accessories and the different clothing. You know your average cost of goods. If you have a good POS system, it should pull that out for you if you have a good POS system. If you don't, just start looking at your, you know, and if this is new for you, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up and think this is, oh, well, I don't know how to do this, so I just have to stop. This is where you're putting your CEO hat on and you're going to deep dive. You can totally do this. This is not, it's not rocket science. It is important. It's just math. So just start digging in. Again, if this is really new or you're really not sure about cost of goods or how to read your profit and loss or even from your POS system, I highly recommend, you know, let's like thinking about taking the Retail Made Simple course, because that is what we talk about. We have a foundational course in, you know, reading your numbers and all that, but don't beat yourself up. And maybe that course isn't for you either. Maybe you don't, you know, that you don't want to do that, but you have to learn. So go and get the information. These are called gaps. And these are the gaps, the skills gaps that we just need to learn just to move our business forward. So we're not in that spinning thing, right? So guessing is not going, it's only going to get you so far. I mean, we can open our business, but winging it and guessing, you know, it doesn't move that ball forward. It doesn't get us out of that overwhelm, and it doesn't help us dial in all these numbers, right? But it's totally doable. We can all do it. I did it. I didn't know all this when I first started. Most of the clients that I work with, not most, but a lot of the clients that I work with, you know, have started off with not really paying attention to their numbers. They're running their store. They are busy enough. They're like, Wendy, I'm busy enough. I don't have time for all this. But when they start applying these strategies, when I started applying these strategies, you know, and planning and knowing and looking at my numbers, you just get better and better at it. You just start layering your education. You start layering your planning. One of my retailers who did this planning session with me 3 years ago has, you know, just gone to like just growing her business like incredibly big. And every year it's just one new big thing she learns, you know, and it's just, but her business is growing, her lifestyle is growing, her customers are happier, her product line's amazing, you know, all of these things. But 3 years ago it felt overwhelming and heavy and hard. And, you know, it was just like, oh, you know, she loved her store. But, and I share this because it's all possible. It's all possible for all of us to learn. We just have to get out of our comfort zone a little bit. But being in business, being in retail, we have to understand our numbers and our math, right? So you need to know your margins. And anyway, I won't harp on this anymore. And I'm not harping. I really want you to not feel bad if you don't understand all this. And if you do, I want you to give yourself a high five. And I want you to say, like, I know what I'm doing here, and just keep moving forward. And again, if you don't know this, it's just one thing that you're going to learn. Just take baby steps learning. Reach out, take some education, fill the gaps. This is what we want to do. We want to fill the gaps of the things. So, and I, again, totally created Retail Made Simple to help retailers uncomplicate this stuff. And it's helping retailers go from being like beautiful shop owners to being business owners running beautiful shops and being confident business owners. So that's my whole goal with the Retail Made Simple. And again, the next class opens in January. So, okay. So we have brain dumped all our revenues. That's number one. We've brain dumped all of our revenue streams and we know all the different things we're doing. The second part of that is we've done the work and figured out all our cost of goods, and that, you know, that including in shipping and all of the costs that are associated with each one of these revenues. And it can be a really eye-opening thing for you. And again, go back to part one now and look at how much money did I really make on my subscription boxes? How much? And so that's going to help you with the potential of this year. How much money did I really make on, custom furniture or consigned smalls or my big chocolate bombs, or, you know, I don't mean that chocolate bombed. They're the thing, right? Everybody knows chocolate bombs now. Anyway, my client makes chocolate bombs. So I'm just fascinated by the whole thing. But anyhow, I digress as always. But, you know, how much money did I really make on these products? So we might have sold a lot of workshops, but by the time we took all the costs off, it was a lot of work to do this much revenue. Like, I might have made a lot of revenue, but this much profit, sorry. This is why we need to know our cost of goods. So I have shared this story before. I have a client who did workshops very well with workshops, highly high revenue with workshops. When we really pulled the math apart, and this has happened to me, this happened to me years ago before I knew better. And when we know better, we do better, right? So, you know, pulled all the numbers apart from her workshops that were busy and that were keeping her busy, because you all know when you do workshops, there's a lot of work. And truthfully, she was not making very much money for the effort that she had to put in. So she had a choice, right? We put up the price or we do something else to make money, because why would we work so hard for $8 at the end of the workshop or what, you know? It was really bad number. I mean, and she thought she was making, she's like, oh no, workshops are my bread and butter. That's where we started. Workshops are my bread and butter. And workshops can be, by the way, workshops ended up being her bread and butter, but she had to change her pricing structure and her buying power and her, you know, the way she was doing things and buying in bulk and lots of different things. So she increased her revenue, decreased her expenses, and that gave her the profit margin. And again, that's the kind of thing we talk about inside Retail Made Simple. Okay, so knowing your numbers is so important, right? Knowing the numbers. And the next step really is to look at all of this together. This is education. This is taking your dreams, you know, and what you're doing. And now you're going to start aligning what you're doing, aligning the revenue streams and the services and the products that you're selling with what lights you up and what doesn't. Again, back to looking at what you did last year, what you did in 2020, and, you know, what felt heavy, what felt, you know, go look at the notes you made on the first part of this series, because that's why we did that exercise. Now, sometimes when things feel a little bit heavy or a little bit meh, we don't like doing them, you know what I mean? But then we look at the numbers and we're like, I'm making really good money on this. I'm going to keep that on the list. Versus sometimes maybe like this client that I had with the workshops, you know what? She just didn't really want, if she didn't want to, this particular client did, but if you didn't want to continue workshops or if you wanted to switch to something else, another product, this is where we want to know what lights you up. Like, what we want to go to our shop every day happy, right? We don't want to have to go and labor over custom furniture. Anybody who's heard me chat about, you know, I just did not like custom furniture. If that was the only way I could make money, I wouldn't have been a happy soul, right? We all don't mind doing things or selling things or, you know, that, you know, maybe we don't love, but, you know, it still aligns with our brand and it, you know, it's making us income. And sometimes we have to do things and, you know, for a while until we don't have to do them anymore. You know, we can replace that income with something else. We build up our subscription boxes. We build up our workshops or we build up our reputation for design or whatever it is that you're doing to make income. But so, yes, we have to do things we don't love, but we do have to make sure we are keeping not something soul-sucking on our list. And I hope my intention comes out with that. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So I want you to circle the ones that just don't light you up, you don't like to do, you don't want to do, makes you cringe, don't, you know, and then star the ones that you love to do. And then let's look at the margins and the numbers and see, are those products and services that, you know, I need to do more of that. Again, back to our first part of our series, we need to push the gas a little bit more on those things. And that's how we're going to get where we want to go. We're going to be doing work we love. We're going to be selling things we love or services that we love. And we're going to be making the income and the profits that we need to make to get to our beautiful, audacious goal of 2021. So this is all how we put it together. Now, I'm going to go quickly through the last part. I think I told you three parts, but there's four parts. The fourth part of today's session is budgeting all of this by quarters. We now know how much money we need. We did that the last session. We know what our like break even and our financial goal is for the year. So I like to break my financial goals down by quarter. You can do it monthly if you want, but I do feel like quarterly is an easier mark or easier way to, and we do measure in, you know, in retail, we do things in quarters. So first quarter, January, February, March, you know, January can be slow. February can be, you know, a little bit better. March break sometimes is slow for some people. It all depends where you are, whether there's a pandemic or something going on, right? So we want to look, I like to look at quarters, but you do how you feel good about doing it. So we know that this is the number we need. We need an X number for the year. We're going to break that down by quarters. So, you know, plug it in where you think. So Q4, generally, looking again at your historical data, what is your percentage breakdown? Well, I do 50% of my sales in Q4. Okay, well, then that's how you're going to break this down. Or maybe you do 20% and, you know, figure out your percentages by quarter. Again, this isn't complicated math, right? If you made X number of dollars last year, break it down, look and see. Huh, I made 20% of my revenue first quarter, and I made 30% of my revenue in second quarter. And that's all we do is we take that, you know, and then we figure out the rest, and then we bring those same kind of percentages. See, it's not hard to budget. It's not complicated. We're going to bring those same percentages over to what we're planning for 2021 with our new audacious goal, right? So, and I say audacious goal because I love dreaming big, right? By the way, guys, it doesn't have to be crazy, like insane. I don't mean like insane. I just mean like something that's going to fire you up and get you going, right? So we know what we need to make every month or every quarter. And then you, again, or every month, however you figured that out. And now we're going to take that list that we made with our revenue streams, and we're going to plug in, you know, how much paint do I need to sell in the first quarter to make X number of dollars? How many workshops do I need to do? So let's just say that you have come up with, and I'm going to use really simple numbers. No, these are nobody's real numbers. You want to make $10,000 in a quarter, or a year, or a month, or whatever the number, whatever it is, that period of time. And you say, okay, so I have $10,000 as what I need to make in this period of time. And my average, that's revenue. So if you either figure out everything by revenue or profit, right? We want to figure it out by revenue normally. So, you know, because we've figured out the cost of goods and we're make sure that all that math is the same, right? And so I know I need $10,000 in revenue, and I know my workshops are $100. And so now I have to do the math. How many bodies do I need to get in to my shop? Okay, I figured that out, that number out. Okay, is that doable? That's the question I ask myself. I need to sell X number of dollars in paint sales. That's what I've assigned to myself. I'm giving myself the goal of, and this is where we can just sort of play with the numbers, right? We're going to give ourselves goals. This is going to help us with our marketing, by the way. This is how we do this. So we figure out, you know, we need X number of dollars for this, you know, this category, that category, whatever it is. And then I ask myself, is that doable? You know, and you can break it down right down to hourly if you want. We're open 7 hours or 10 hours a week. You know, break it right down. Could I average selling 27 cans of paint in an hour? Maybe you can, or that is kind of crazy. So I'm going to take that budget off of there, and I'm going to do some more workshops so that, oh, I only have to sell 4 cans of paint every day or whatever. You know, this is how we figure out the math. I know it sounds crazy, but this is, it's simple when you start doing it. You're going to probably re-listen to me talk about this, but we want to look at our numbers, and we know that we need X number of dollars. I'm going to break it down again. X number of dollars for the quarter or the period of time. And how do we want to make it? We're going to take that, the revenue streams that we have, and we're going to assign values to each one of them. And we're going to say, well, I think I can sell X number of dollars in subscription boxes, and I can sell, and I hope to sell this much in painted furniture, and whatever your things are, whatever your lines are that you're going to try to do and figure it out. And again, we cover all of this in detail in Retail Made Simple, but I really want you to have this information to help you move forward. But when we have these numbers assigned, then we can look at them and then they become real, right? Can we do that number? It should make you squirm a bit. Honestly, it should make you squirm a little tiny bit. If you have easy numbers, you need to think bigger. If you have like, I only need to sell one can of paint a month. Well, we all know that's, you know, we can do way better than that. So let's figure that out. You know, that's the type of, but you know, if it says, oh, I have to sell, you know, now this year I averaged, I'm making these numbers, I averaged, you know, 10 pints of paint a day, whatever. And my new goal is 15 pints a day. Can I do that? You know what? With the right marketing and the right process in place and the right systems, don't like worry about all of the hows right now. I want you to just look at the, it's possible. It is possible. Now, if I said, you know, I average 10 cans of paint a day and my new math or my new audacious goal is 100 cans of paint a day, that might not be so, you know, so good. So not that it's so good, but it might be, you know, it's totally possible. We'll just have to put a really good marketing plan in place for you. And again, that's possible as well too. And I know we're running long. This is a long podcast. It's longer than my normal podcast, but I really want you to feel comfortable understanding how we looked back, how we look forward, and then how we actually do the math to figure out and reverse engineer how we figure out how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to make this money. Literally, we're going to sell this much paint. Literally, we're going to try to sell this much. And, you know, and again, broken down by quarters or months, however you've done it. So I hope this is all making sense and flowing with you and clear and clear. And I really encourage you to join me again on December 30th at 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm going to be live inside my Rockstar Creatives. And next week, I'm telling you that so you can mark that in your calendar and we can talk about these things. And next week, we are going to continue this series with the fourth part of our Plan Your Best Year Ever series. And we are going to, next week, we are going to talk about how do we do that? What we needed to do to get there, but now how do we get the people and how do we make that happen, right? So how do I increase my X number of more paint or more customs? And we're going to talk a little bit about how to put marketing plans in place that meet the needs of your audacious, beautiful lifestyle dream goal that you've put in place as well for 2021. And again, that's part of the roadmap, right? That's going to be, we can't just say, okay, this is where we're going and this is what I need to, you know, I've got the tools and the car and I've got the backpack on. I got all the things I need and I know where I'm going, you know, so now we need the engine to push it through, which is going to be, you know, your marketing, which a lot of people sort of don't make a plan for. So we're going to talk about that. I was one of those people who never made a plan for marketing, and I talk about how you can put a simple marketing plan in place. And again, I want to invite you to join me on December 30th. So before the year is over, we're going to have this all in place. In the interim as well, if you're interested in the Retail Made Simple course, again, the class runs in January. It's a 4-week course and you don't have to show up for this course. It's one of those ones that's delivered to you via video with workbooks, but it's 4 weeks because you have me as a coach for 4 weeks, you know, to help you through all of the details of those in a marketing CEO level work, like how to be the boss. We have an entire week of planning and an entire week of money management and understanding the math. I always say the math now because one of my favorite clients, Wendy, said that. She said, you know, it's just, I'm not good at the math. And then we always say, yet. So now she's good, getting better at the math. We're layering on, we're growing our businesses. So, and that was because she took the Retail Made Simple course. So again, that is for retailers who are looking for the foundational work of you know, all of those things, marketing, mindset, being the boss, wearing that CEO hat on and, you know, being proud about wearing it, your, all of the planning and the overwhelm and how we put plans in place in detail. We'll talk about how to put a 90-day plan, how to work these quarters, how to get things done and how to put things in place so that you can get things done in the, you know, 90 day increments is how we teach you inside that course. And the math, we talk about the math. So we will have a link to the wait list for that. So when the doors open for the next class, you'll be one of the first to know. We'll put that in the show notes. So thank you for listening. A happy planning. This is a Christmas week. So those of you that celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. I hope you're having I hope we're still selling, we're still open, we're still running, that things are going well for you. And I'm wishing you and your family a super holiday. And I hope you'll take a little bit of time just to breathe and relax and reset, because it's been a year, hasn't it? So taking a little bit of time to dream big for our 2021. I hope you have a little bit of downtime to do that, and have an extremely amazing holiday. And thank you for listening. You all mean the world to me. So I'm so grateful to have everybody in this community. It's just been wonderful. So thank you for being here. Have a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you next week when we talk about part 4. Love you guys. Have a great holiday. Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.